In 1925, Richard published another book entitled Praktischer Idealismus, or Practical Idealism.
An excerpt from Practical Idealism, quote, "The man of the future will be of mixed race. The races and classes of today will gradually disappear due to the elimination of space, time, and prejudice. The Eurasian Negroid is the race of the future. Similar in appearance to the ancient Egyptians, they will replace the diversities of the people and the diversity of the individuals. Instead of destroying European Judaism, Europe, against her will, refined and educated, this people will be driving them to their future status as a leading nation through this artificial evolutionary process. Insofar as Europe is Christian, it is in a spiritual sense Jewish. Insofar Europe is moral, it is Jewish. Almost all European ethics are rooted in Jewry. All protagonists for religious or non-religious Christian morality, from Augustine to Rousseau to Kant to Tolstoy, were Jews, of choice in a spiritual sense. Nietzsche is the only non-Jew, the only European heathen moralist. In the East, the Chinese people are ethnically par excellence. In the West, it is the Jews. Strength of character, paired with the sharpness of mind, predestines the Jews and their most excellent specimen to become the leaders of urbane humanity. From the false to the genuine spiritual aristocrats to the protagonist of capitalism, as well as of the revolution. Now we stand at the threshold of the third epoch of the new times, socialism. Also, socialism is supported by the urban class of industrial workers, led by the aristocracy of revolutionary writers. This development, and with it the chaos of modern politics, will only then find its end, when a spiritual aristocracy seizes the means of power of society. Richard Kalergi, 1925.